Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
请翻到提摩太后书。
Chapter 4,
第四章。
We'll read from verse 6 through verse 8.
我们从第六节读到第八节。
2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 6.
提摩太后书第四章第六节。
For I am already being poured out, and the time of my release is come. I have combated the good combat. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, would render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从今以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I read these verses because recently a fellow worker of mine went to be with the Lord.
我读这几节，因为最近有一个我有一位同工弟兄，他有一位同工，他到主那里去了。
After a prolonged period of sickness.
在一段很长的病痛以后
he finally was called up.
他最后是主召他去了。
As I think of my brother,
当我想到我的弟兄
these verses come to me.
这些话就来到我里面。
How could I describe the life of this dear brother?
我怎么能描述我这可爱亲爱的弟兄呢？
And the word seemed to come to me.
有一句话来到我里头。
Poured out.
交奠。
Our brother lived a poured out life.
我们的弟兄他是过了一个被交奠的生活。
And I believe, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，我相信
that this is the kind of life that our Lord Jesus expects every one of his redeemed one to live.
我相信这种生活就是我们的主盼望我们每一个被他所买赎回来的人要过的生活。
And this was the kind of life that Apostle Paul lived.
这是使徒保罗所过的一种的生活。
And this reminds me of our Lord Jesus.
就让我想到我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus, who subsisted in the form of God.
我们的主耶稣他的本质是神。
He had the form of God.
他有神的形象。
And the form here does not refer to outward appearance.
这里说的形象不是说表面的样子。
The form here refers to that inward character.
这里的形象是说到里头的性格。
Because he was equal with God.
因为他与神同等。
And this was not something to be grasped at.
所以他不觉得这是他要强夺的。
The Bible tells us
圣经告诉我们
that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him.
神性一切的丰富的有形有体的在基督里。
And yet our Lord Jesus emptied himself.
但是我们的主耶稣他把自己倒空了。
Of course, he could not empty himself of his deity.
当然他的神性他不能够放弃。
Because that is what he is forever.
因为他永远那就是他。
Even when he was on this earth, he was still God.
纵然他是在地上的时候他仍旧是神。
And yet, he emptied himself of all the glory and honor that accompanied his deity.
但是他把与他神性一同的那个所有的荣耀和尊贵都把他倒空了。
Why did he do that?
为什么这样做呢?
He did it because he loved his father.
他这样做是因为他爱他的父亲。
He knew what his father desired.
他知道他父亲要的是什么。
And he was willing to give himself to the father to accomplish the father's wish.
他愿意把自己舍了给了父亲好让父亲所要的能够得到满足。
And he came into this world.
他来到世上。
The Bible tells us he took the form of a born slave.
圣经告诉我们他取了奴仆的样式。
Outwardly, he took the fashion of a man.
外表上来说他是取了人的样式。
But inwardly, he took the form of a born slave.
但是里头他是取了奴仆的形象。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to understand what is meant by a born slave.
弟兄姊妹我们需要知道什么叫做奴仆。
The Bible tells us a slave served his master 6 years.
圣经告诉我们一个 奴隶他是侍奉他的主人六年。
A Hebrew slave will only serve for 6 years.
一个希伯来的仆人他侍奉他的主人六年。
He was poor and he sold himself to another Hebrew.
他这个希伯来人他是很穷他把他自己卖给另外一个希伯来人。
But after 6 years, he was to be set free.
六年以后他是要被释放得自由。
And yet, this slave, he loved his master.
但是这个奴隶他爱他的主人。
And he loved his master's house.
他也爱主人的家。
So he did not want to go free.
所以他不要得自由。
He wants to be a slave of love.
他要成为爱的奴仆。
A slave forever.
永远的奴仆。
And you know that he will be led to the door of the house.
你知道他就带到门楣上面。
And he will have his ear pierced to the door.
在那里他的耳朵在那里要穿通。
And with this pierced ear,
是那个穿通的耳朵,
he became a slave for life.
他成为永远的奴隶。
But he was a slave of love.
但是他一生的奴隶,
not of obligation.
爱的奴隶, 而不是勉强。
So when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当主耶稣来到世上的时候,
inwardly he had the mind of a born slave.
在他的里头, 他就是有一个做奴隶的这样一个想法。
He gave up all right of his own.
他把他一切的权力都倒掉，倒空了。
And he will serve his father, not out of duty, but out of love.
他侍奉他的父亲不是由于勉强，而是因为爱。
And the Bible tells us too also.
圣经也告诉我们
that he was obedient to the father, even unto death, and that the death of the cross.
他顺服以至于死，而且死在十字架上。
In other words, his whole life is a poured out life.
换句话说，他整个的生活是一个倒出来的、浇奠的生活。
His life is not for gain, but for loss.
他的生命不是要得什么，而是要失去。
And by this poured out life,
就是因为这个浇奠的或者是倒出去的生活
we all of being enriched. We are all being enriched.
我们都应该因为这个缘故，我们所以都变成了 富有。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
是弟兄姊妹，当我们相信我们主耶稣，
we say we receive His life into us.
我们说我们把他的生命接到我们的里头。
Usually we think of eternal life as something that will bring us into heaven.
常常我们想到永生，我们说永生是要把我们带到天堂上。
But we rarely think of what kind of the life that we have received.
可是我们很少想到我们所得到的生命是怎样的一个生命。
Do we know that the life of Christ that is in us is what kind of life?
我们知不知道我们所接收到我们里面那个耶稣的生命是基督耶稣的生命是怎样的一个生命？
If we say we have the life of Jesus in us,
若是我们说我们耶稣的生命在我们里头，
then how should we live upon this earth?
我们在地上该怎么样过活呢？
Now if his life is a poured out life,
若是他的生活他的生命是一个倒出来的生命，
thenThis shall be the way we live upon this earth.
那这就是我们在世上应该过的一个生活。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you all know the story of Mary, the sister of Martha.
我相信弟兄姊妹都知道那个马大的妹妹玛利亚的故事。
The Bible tells us when our Lord visited her house.
圣经告诉我们，当我们的主去他们家
，How he sat at the feet of our Lord Jesus.
玛利亚坐在主耶稣的脚前。
And then, before the death of our Lord Jesus,
当我们主要去受死以前
，He came to Bethany.
他来到了伯大尼。
A feast was prepared for our Lord.
有一个筵席为了我们的主预备。
And Martha, as usual, was serving.
马大在那里侍奉。
And Lazarus, whom our Lord raised from the dead, was set there.
拉撒路是我们主把他从死里再复活的，他也坐在那里。
Then came Mary.
玛利亚来了。
She carried with her.An alabaster flask.
他带了一个真拿达的香膏的瓶子。
He broke the flask.
他把瓶子打破了。
And poured out a pound of pure nard upon the head and the feet of our Lord Jesus.
把一瓶真拿达的香膏放倒在主耶稣的头上和脚上。
And when she did it,
当她这样做的时候
the disciples murmured.
门徒们就在那里埋怨了。
They thought it was a waste.
他们觉得这是浪费。
This pound of pure nard could be sold for 300 denarius.
这一瓶香膏能够到卖了，可以拿了三百两钱。
And we know a denarii at that time was the wage, one day's wage of labor.
那个一个钱那个时候是你做一天的工资。
And Judas said, with this kind of money, it can help many poor people. Why this waste?
犹大说，这么多钱，你可以帮助许多穷人，为什么浪费在这里？
But our Lord Jesus said,
我们主耶稣说，
Do not bother her.
不要麻烦她。
Because she had done a good work.
因为她做了一个美事。
She did it for my burial.
她为了我埋葬做了这件事。
And wherever the gospel is preached,
无论福音传到哪里，
his story will be told.
这个故事都要说。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
here you find a sister.
这里你看见一个姊妹。
He knew the worth of our Lord Jesus.
他知道我们主耶稣的价值。
that our Lord Jesus was much more than anything.
我们主耶稣比任何事情都可贵。
And she was willing to pour out everything upon our Lord Jesus.
她愿意把一切一切都倒出来，倒在我们主耶稣的身上。
Even the disciples could not understand this.
那些门徒们都不能够了解。
Not only the world, but even the disciples.
世界不了解，门徒也不了解。
You know, in the world, the spirit, the mindset of the world is to gain, not to lose.
你知道在世上，世界的灵，世界的想法是得，不是失。
It's to store, not to pour.
是要拿，不是要倒。
But here you find a life that is entirely opposite.
你这里我们看见一个生命是完全相反的。
She poured out upon the Lord.
玛利亚把这些全部倒在主耶稣身上。
She would not reserve anything for herself.
她不为自己留什么。
We are told that in the old days.
我们听说在古时候。
A lady, before she was married, she
一个女人在她结婚以前
she would prepare for her marriage.
她为了要自己结婚，她准备一切的事情。
And this pound of pure nard was for her marriage day.
这一磅的真拿达香膏是为了她结婚用的。
But here, she poured out upon the Lord.
但是这里她把所有的倒在耶稣的头上。
In a spiritual sense, she was married, as it were, to our Lord Jesus.
从属灵上面来讲，好像说她把自己就嫁给了主耶稣。
You remember the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
你记得使徒保罗在哥林多后书第十二章说。
Chapter 11.
第十一章说。
He said that I have engaged you to Christ as chaste.
他说我把你们许配给基督。
So in a sense, we were all engaged to one man who is Christ.
所以我们可以说我们都是许配给一个人，就是基督。
And as a chaste virgin,
作为一个贞洁的童女，
her whole mindset is preparing herself for her future husband.
她所有的思想都是要把自己准备好，为了那将来的丈夫。
Even before her marriage, she lived for her husband.
虽然在还没有结婚以前，她活着都是为了她将来的那个丈夫。
And that is the way that we should live.
那是我们应该过的生活。
We should prepare ourselves for our Lord Jesus.
我们需要准备我们自己，为了我们的主耶稣。
In other words, as she was, he was, so shall we be.
那他是如何，我们也应该是如何。
Because his life is in us.
因为他的生命是在我们的里头。
So we should live a poured out life.
所以我们应该过一个倒出来的生活。
That God may be glorified.
好让神得到荣耀。
Now even though to the world it's a waste.
虽然对世界来讲这是一个浪费。
But to our Lord Jesus.
但是对我们的主耶稣。
It's a good thing.
是一个美事。
And whenever the gospel is preached, this story will be mentioned.
不管福音传到哪里，这个故事都要说出来。
Because it is in the character of the gospel.
因为福音的性情就是这个。
What is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的福音是什么？
The gospel of Jesus Christ is a life poured out.
耶稣基督的福音是一个倒出来的生命。
That we may be enriched.
好让别的人，好让我们能够丰富。
And if we receive the gospel,
当我们接受了这个福音的时候，
then the effect of the gospel should be manifested in our lives too.
这个福音的影响需要影响到我们的生活。
What if our life today on earth is just the opposite of the gospel that we have received?
若是我们今天在世上过生活，跟我们所接受的福音完全相反，
Then we will be living against the truth of the gospel.
那么我们就跟福音的真理是相反的。
That's the reason why Whenever the gospel is preached, the story of Mary had to be told.
这就是为什么福音不管传到哪里，玛利亚的这个故事都要说出来。
This reminds me of our dear brother, Watchman Nee.
就让我想起来，亲爱的黎托生弟兄。
He was saved when he was 17.
当他十七岁的时候，他得救了。
And after he was saved,
在他得救以后
he really had a heart for the Lord.
他有一个心向着神。
And he gave himself completely to the Lord.
他把他自己完全的交给主。
Now he was a most brilliant person.
他是一个非常聪明的人。
And probably you know the story of how he came to the Lord.
可能你们已经知道这个故事，就是黎弟兄他怎么样啊、得救，怎么样来到主面前。
As a young man in school, he had his whole life plan.
在他做学生的时候，年轻的时候，他把他一生要成就什么，他都准备好了。
So when he heard the gospel,
当他听到福音的时候
，he knew that the gospel was true.
他知道福音是真的。
He should believe in the Lord Jesus.
他应该相信主耶稣。
But he couldn't do it.
但是他没有办法做。
Because he knew if he believed in the Lord Jesus, he had to give himself to the Lord.
因为他知道，若是他相信了主耶稣，他就要把他自己奉献给主。
He could not just receive Jesus as Savior and not receive Jesus as Lord.
他知道他没有办法接受主耶稣做救主，而不接受主耶稣做他的主。
But that will mean that all his plan will be smashed.
可是那就意思就是说，他以前美好的计划现在就要丢了。
So he couldn't.
所以他做不到。
He struggled for days.
他好几天在那里挣扎。
Until one day,
有一天
，as he was praying,
当他祷告的时候
，he told us himself.
他后来告诉我。
He said, I saw the blackness of my sins and the redness of the blood of the Lord Jesus.
他说我看见我的罪是多么的黑，我也看见耶稣基督的血多么的红。
And the love of Christ melt him down.
那个基督的爱就把他融化。
So he capitulated completely to the Lord Jesus.
所以他完全就是倒在耶稣基督的面前。
After he graduated from Trinity College,
当他在三一书院毕业的时候
，he stepped out to serve the Lord.
他就站出来来侍奉主。
And he served the Lord in such a way.
他这样的侍奉主
，not only he lived.A very poor life from the world standpoint.
不但他过了一个很贫穷的生活
he almost broke his body.
他甚至于身体都差一点就朽坏。
While he was in that state,
当他在那个情况当中
he went back one time to his hometown.
他有一次回到他自己家乡。
And on the street, he met his former professor.
在街上，他看见他以前的教授。
And the former professor looked at him.
那过去的教授呢，看着他。
And shook his head.
就摇头。
And said to him,
他跟他讲
，We expect you to become somebody.
我们当初盼望你成为一个怎样的人。
And now look at yourself.
你看看你现在的样子。
We are human beings.
我们都是人。
When our brother heard this, he was hurt.
当我们弟兄听到这个话的时候，他里头受伤。
But just at that moment,
就是那个时候
，suddenly the thought came to him.
突然一个想法到他里头。
It is worthy.
就是他。是值得的。
The Lord is worthy.
主是值得的。
And that immediately delivered him from being disappointed.
就 把他从这个失望或者是灰心的里头就把他拯救出来。
And you know, our dear brother has a life motto.
你知道我们弟兄他有一个座右铭。
And we even have this in our hymn book.
我们在我们的诗歌本里头都有。
He borrowed the words of Saint Francis of Assisi.
他从这个 Saint Francis Assisi 那里借了他一句话。
Because Saint Francis of Assisi, he gave up everything.
因为 Saint Francis Assisi 呢，他把所有的都舍弃了。
To serve the Lord.
来侍奉主。
So our brother borrowed his words.
所以我们的主对不起，我们弟兄就从Francis Assisi 那里借了这一句话。
And make it his own motto.
让这句话成为他自己的座右铭。
And it is said,
你这样说的,
not to drink wine, but to pour wine.
是不知饮酒只知倒酒。
Not to keep bread, but to break bread.
不是要留饼而是要薄饼。
So our brother lived a life of poured out life.
所以我们弟兄是过一个倒出来的生活。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Because of that poured out life.
因为那一个倒出来的生活。
So many in this world have been enriched.
在世界上许许多多的人都因此更丰富。
He followed the footsteps of the Lamb.
他跟随了羔羊的脚踪。
Wherever the lamb goes, he goes.
无论羔羊到哪里去，他都跟随。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is the kind of life that our Lord Jesus expects every one of us to follow.
这是一种生活，是我们主耶稣期望我们每一个人都这样过生活。
Look at the Apostle Paul.
我们看使徒保罗。
Before he knew the Lord Jesus,
当他认识主耶稣以前，
he was a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was a most unusual young man.
他是一个就年轻人来讲，他是一个非常特殊的人。
Because as young man, especially brilliant ones,
他是一个年轻人，而且非常非常的聪明。
Ordinarily, you will find such young men will seek for the word.
就普通来说，你看到有这么一个年轻人，你说这个年轻人一定爱世界。
Will seek for fame, for position, for power, for wealth.
你想他一定是要求名誉，要求这个权柄，要求这个财富。
But Saul.As a young man, he was different.
但是扫罗在年轻的时候就不是这样。
He did not seek for earthly things.
他没有要求任何地上的东西。
He sought for spiritual things.
他追求属灵的东西。
Because he knew that earthly things are temporary.
他知道世上的东西都是暂时的。
But spiritual things are everlasting.
但是属灵的事情存到永远。
So, according to his own knowledge,
因此就根据他自己的知识,
he sought to know God.
他追求认识神。
As a young man, he sat at the feet of Gamaliel.
年轻的时候，他在加玛略的门下受教。
And Gamaliel at that time was the greatest rabbi in.
加玛列那个时候是以色列最大的拉比。
And Saul sat under his feet.
扫罗就坐在他的脚前。
To learn everything about the law.
就是学了律法所有的事情。
He became a Pharisee.
他成为法利赛人。
Now, today, when we think of Pharisee, we have a very poor, thought about them.
今天有时候我们想法利赛人的时候，我们想这个法利赛人，我们对他看不起。
Because in the gospel, how our Lord Jesus said, hypocrites, Pharisees.
因为在福音书里头，我们主常常说这个法利赛人是假冒为善。
But this young man Saul is a real Pharisee.
但是扫罗这个年轻人是一个真的法利赛人。
Because in Philippians chapter 3, he told us himself.
腓立比书第三章他告诉我们。
That according to the letter of the law, he was blameless.
是根据律法的字句，我是无可指责。
He was a true Pharisee.
他是一个真法利赛人。
He kept every letter of the law.
律法上每一个字句他都遵守。
According to the righteousness of the law, he was perfect.
根据律法的义，我是他是无可指责的。
Now, can you find a young man like that today?
你能不能在今天找到一个年轻人这个样子？
And he learned everything about Judaism.
他学了所有犹太教一切的东西。
He was zealous for the traditions of the fathers.
他为了父老的传统非常热心。
And he was serving God.
他侍奉神。
He told us himself.
他告诉我们。
When he was persecuted, the followers of Jesus.
当他逼迫耶稣基督的门徒的时候。
He thought he was serving God.
他认为他是在侍奉神。
Because according to the tradition of the father,
因为根据父老的传统,
they consider our Lord Jesus was an impostor.
他们把主耶稣看成一个骗子,
an apostle of Judaism,
是犹太教的骗子,
so he wanted to wipe the name of Jesus out.
所以保罗要把耶稣基督的名除掉,
to keep the purity of Judaism,
好让犹太教单纯,
that God may be honored,
好让神得到荣耀。
Now this was the kind of young man Saul was.
扫罗就是这么样的一个年轻人。
But he was in darkness.
但是他是在黑暗里。
He was darkened by the traditions of man.
是人的传统让他变黑暗。
He did not have a revelation from above.
他没有从上面来的启示。
But he was sincere.
但是他里头是真心的。
And God looked upon his heart.
神看着他的内心。
So while he was on the road to Damascus,
当他到大马色的路上,
having the letters from the priest,
拿着大祭司的文书,
to go to Damascus, even to foreign, to Gentile cities,
要走到大马色, 就是这个外邦人的城。
He persecuted the believers of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷，他就已经在迫害了耶稣基督的门徒。
When Stephen was stoned,
当斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，
he stood there as a witness.
扫罗也在那里做见证。
And he agreed with that.
他同意。
Now he went to a Gentile city.
现在他到外邦人的城。
Try to seize upon those who follow the Lord Jesus and to bring them to Jerusalem to be condemned.
他在那里，他要捉拿这些信奉那道的人，带回耶路撒冷，在那里受审。
But God in His mercy.
但是神在他的怜悯里。
And I think you know the story.
你都知道这故事。
While he was nearing the city of Damascus,
当他快要到大马色城的时候，
at noonday,
正午，
suddenly a light brighter than the noonday sun.
突然有一个光比日头更亮。
It shone upon him.
照在他的身上。
And he was smitten by that light.
他被那个光击倒。
He fell upon the ground.
跌在地上。
And he heard a voice.
听见一个声音。
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
It is hard for you to kick against the God.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
It was not an angry voice.
并不是一个生气的声音。
It was a voice full of love.
是一个
sympathy.
充满了爱，充满了同情的这么一个声音。
Why do you persecute me?
为什么你要逼迫我？
You are doing something impossible.
你在做一个不可能的事。
You are hurting yourself.
你在伤害你的自己。
You are not hurting me, you are hurting yourself.
你没有伤害我，你在伤害你自己。
Because you are like a stubborn ox.
你像一个顽固的驴一样。
Under yoke.
在这个轭底下。
Supposed to do the work of the master.
你以为你在做主人的工作。
And yet you want your own way.
可是你要走你自己的路。
And what should the farmer do? What should the farmer do?
那农夫该怎么做呢？
In his hand he has a good.
农夫手里有个刺。
A sharp instrument.
是一个很尖的东西。
And whenever a stubborn ox refused to follow the master's command.
若是一个牛，他不愿意听主人的话。
And the master will use that goad just lightly touch the ox foot.
这个农夫，这个主人就要用一个那个刺，就轻轻的刺一刺这个牛的腿。
Of course, the master does not want to hurt the ox.
当然，主人不愿意伤害这个牛。
Just to remind the ox that you have a master.
就告诉牛说，牛啊，你要知道你是有个主人的。
But the ox is so stubborn.
但是这个牛这么样的顽强。
He will kick against the goat.
他要用脚踢那个刺。
Now, if it kicks against the goat, it hurts.
你若是踢那个刺的话，你就更痛。
And after many hurts, he learned the lesson.
那痛了几次之后呢，他就学了功课。
So our Lord Jesus said, it is hard for you to kick against the goat.
主耶稣说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
It is time for you to learn the lesson.
现在你要学功课了。
You are not a master of your own.
你不是你自己的主人。
I'm your master.
我是你的主人。
You are you.
你是你。
To do my work.
你要做我的工作。
And if you are you to do my work, you need to be obedient.
你若是在轭底下要做我的工作，那么你需要顺从。
And this man Saul was humbled.
那扫罗在那里就谦卑下来。
And he capitulated to the Lord.
他自己就倒了，就降服在主的面前。
And his life began to change.
他的生活开始改变。
And we all know that formerly he was Saul, now he is Paul.
我们知道他以前是扫罗，现在开始他是。
Now, what is the meaning of Saul?
扫罗是什么意思呢？
Ask for.
扫罗是要求。
He is a person to be asked for by everybody.
他是别人都向他请问的。
Now, what is the name of Paul?
保罗是什么意思呢？
Paul means little.
保罗意思是微小。
Formerly, he was a person asked by everybody.
以前他是那位别人都要向他求问的人。
And now he is so tiny, so little.
现在他是一个微小的人。
He is nothing, nobody.
他什么都不是，什么人都不是。
And throughout his life, he poured out himself.
一辈子，他把他的生命倾倒出来。
If you want to describe the ministry of Paul,
你若是要来描写保罗的这个知识，
it is a poured out life.
是一个。倒出来的生命。
So he wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 4.
所以在提摩太后书第四章他这样写。
You know, when he wrote that letter, it was just before his martyrdom.
你知道当他写提摩太后书的时候他快要殉道。
And he said, I'm already being poured out.
他这里说我已经被浇奠
了。I have been pouring out, pouring out, pouring out.
那我一直都是在被倒出来，被倒出来，被倒出来。
Now the time of my release is come.
现在我要离世的时候到了。
What a life, poured out life that is.
你看何等的一个倒出来的生命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，How about us?
我们。我们是如何呢？
Are we ashamed of ourselves?
我们是不是值得羞愧？
What did we pour out in our life?
我们生命里倒出来过什么东西？
Are we still pouring out ourselves?
我们是不是现在仍旧把我们自己能倒出来的？
Pouring out our natural life,
把我们的天然的生命一直倒出来呢。
We have Christ in us.
我们在我们的里头有基督。
But why is it that Christ is not poured out?
为什么我们没有把基督的生命倒出来呢？
What came out, what comes out of us?
从我们里头出来的东西
is ourselves.
是我们自己。
We are still seeking for ourselves.
我们仍旧为自己寻求。
Looking for gain, not for loss.
求得而不求失。
Now why is it so?
为什么呢？
Is the life of Christ insufficient?
是不是基督的生命不够呢？
What is the problem?
问题在哪里呢？
Where is the secret for a poured out life?
一个倒出来的生命，这里头的秘密是什么呢？
We all have the potential.
我们都有这个可能。
Because Christ is in us.
因为基督在我们里面。
The hope of glory.
荣耀的盼望。
The potential is there.
那个可能性在哪？
But why is it? It is being shut in.
为什么基督的生命被我们扣在里头呢？
And instead, what comes out is still ourselves.
那我们从我们里头流出来的人就是我们里头老旧的生命。
Now why? Why?
为什么呢？为什么呢？
I think this is something that we really need to consider.
我想这个是我们在主面前需要考虑的。
As I meditated before the Lord,
在我在主面前默想之后，
I know Christ is in me.
我知道基督在我里头。
And his life is a poured out.
那个生命是一个倒出来的生命。
He never counts the cost.
他从来没有算过代价。
He never thinks of himself.
他从来没有想过他自己。
He is willing to pour out completely for the Father's will.
他为了父亲的旨意，愿意把自己全部倒出来。
But why is it that it doesn't come out from me?
那为什么从我？倒不出来呢？
Brothers and sisters, even after we are saved,
弟兄姊妹们，纵然在我们得救以后，
even after we have received Christ as our life,
纵然是我们接受了耶稣基督做我们的生命，
There is no doubt about that. You have the life of Christ in you.
这个不成问题的，你里头是有基督的生命在你里面，这个没有问题的。
But that life in a sense is like a baby.
可以说那个生命在我们里头是像一个小婴孩。
It is not matured yet.
没有成熟。
And it is still, in a sense, in the beginning, it is weak.
可以说，可以这样讲，就是在开始的时候，这是一个很微弱的一个生命。
The life of Christ is not fully grown in us.
基督的生命在我们里面没有长成。
Or to put it another way, we are not yet fully transformed and conformed to his image.
换句话说，我们没有被改变，没有被磨成他的形象。
But the Adamic life in us has been living for quite long.
但是那个亚当的生命在我们里面已经过了一辈子。
So you know in a believer,
因此在一个信徒里头，
There are two lives in us.
在我们里头有两个生命。
In our spirit, Christ life lives.
在我们的灵里面，基督的生命在那里活。
In our soul, the Adamic life, our self life still lives.
在我们的魂里头，那个亚当的生命是一个老旧的生命，仍旧在那里活。
And because Christ life is still living,Very young.
因为在我们里头，基督的生命仍旧是很幼嫩。
And the Adamic life, the old life, is grown up.
那个亚当的生命就是那个旧的生命在里头已经长大了。
So we find that what comes out of us is more of Adam than of Christ.
所以我们就看见从我们里头出来的更多的是亚当的生命。
Now, this needs to be corrected.
就这个是需要改正。
In other words, if we want to live a pour out life like Christ,
换句话说，若是我们要过一个倒出来的生命，像基督一样
，We need to know Christ more and more.
我们需要认识多更多
，so that the Christ life in us may be strengthened.
好让基督的生命在我们里面能够更强更强
，to overcome that natural life.
来胜过那个天然的生命
，in order to pour out Christ.
好让基督的生命能够从我们里面放流露出去或者是倒出去。
So I think the first thing, if we really want to live a poured out life like Christ,
第一件事，若是我们盼望能够过一个倒出来的生命的这样的生活，像基督一样
，We need to know Christ more.
我们需要更多认识基督。
Look at Paul.
我们看看保罗。
In Philippians chapter 3,
腓立比书第三章
he told us,
告诉我们
in the former days, how he treasured his past achievements.
在往日保罗是多么的爱惜他以前的那些成就
he counted the past as treasure.
现在他把过去的这一切的事情对不起他曾经看过去的事情是宝贝。
How he became a Pharisee of Pharisees.
他成为法利赛人中间的法利赛人。
How he was zealous above his contemporary.
他比他同岁的人更热心。
How he was perfect in keeping the letter of the law.
当他守律法的字句，他是多么的无可指责。
These were gains to him.
对他来说是得到。
But when the Lord met him on the road to Damascus,
大马士路上当主遇见他
you find the Lord began to change his mindset.
你看见主开始改变他的想法。
He said, I began to see all things as dross.
他说，保罗说，我开始看见所有的事情都是粪土。
I count all things but loss.
我把所有的事情看都是损失。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because now I have the knowledge of Jesus.
那现在我是以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, I'm willing to let go of it.
所以为了认识基督，我让其他的所有以前一切的事情都走掉。
I will not allow anything to stand in the way.
我不愿意让任何的事情成为我和主之间的阻拦。
I want to gain Christ.
我要得着基督。
Thank God, now I have known the righteousness by faith instead of by work.
So, 我现在知道，我得到的义是靠信，而不是靠我以前的工作。
But that is just the beginning.
这只是开始。
I won't just stay there.
我不停留在那里。
Many believers today just stay on that level.
而许多信徒只是停留在这件事上。
Thank God you know a righteousness that is by faith in Jesus Christ, and not by your own work.
感谢主，我们知道我们是因信称义，而不是因为我的行为而称义。
Now you are justified.
然后现在你是被称义了。
Now you are saved.
你现在得救了。
The heaven is guaranteed.
上天堂是上天国是一定的。
And you stay in that state.
你就停在那儿。
You remain as babes in Christ.
在基督里，你停留是一个婴孩。
You know, the easiest life is a baby's life.
你知道，最容易的生活是做一个婴孩的生活。
Because everything is taken care of.
因为什么事都是别人做。
And everybody has to cater to you.
每个人都要听你的。
And if you are unhappy, everybody become unhappy.
你若是不开心，没有人开心。
If you want to cry at midnight, everybody has to wake up.
你若是半夜要哭的话，每个人都得起来。
Baby's life is the most, is the easiest life in the world. No responsibility whatsoever.
婴孩的生活是最容易的生活，因为他一点责任都不负。
Now many Christians want to live forever as babes in Christ.
许多基督徒，那么他愿意一辈子呢，就在基督里做个婴孩。
You have no idea of responsibility.
你没有一个观念，什么是责任？
Babies are the most self-centered persons in the world.
这婴孩是全世界里头最自我为中心的。
All the world surrounds me.
全世界都要围着我转。
Many Christians today.
许多基督徒今天像这样。
If you are unhappy, you let everybody know.
你若是不开心，你让每个人都知道你不开心。
You do not seek to know him.
你不追求要认识他。
Paul said,
保罗说，
After I have known the righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ.
当我知道在基督耶稣里面靠信心称义这回事。
Then my passion is to know him.
那然后我的那个里面的热心就是要来认识他。
I want to know him.
我要认识他。
I want to win him.
我要得到基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this knowing Christ, this winning Christ is not a mental.
这个要认识基督，要得到基督，不是一个脑子里的事情。
You know there are two kinds of knowledge.
你知道有两种认识。
One kind of knowledge puffs you up.
有一种是知识，这个知识呢，让你自高自大。
You think you know.
你以为你认识了。
And therefore you're proud of yourself.
然后你就觉得我自己很了不起。
But there is another kind of knowledge.
可是有另外一种认识。
And that is full knowledge.Which will humble you.
这是一个完全的认识，它让你谦卑。
And love builds up.
爱是让你成长。
In other words, it is experiential knowledge.
换句话说，这是从经历里面得到的认识。
It is not mental knowledge.
不是你从脑子里面想出来的知识。
It is personal experiential knowledge.
这是一个从里头自己经历的一个认识。
And to know Christ.Is not mental knowledge.
认识基督不是一个脑子里面的认识。
To know Christ is a personal experiential knowledge.
认识基督是个人的，是从经历里面得到的一个认识。
And if you want to have that experience knowledge of Christ,
若是你要从经历里面来认识基督，
there is a cost to be paid.
你要付代价。
Mental knowledge.Does not require cost.
脑子里面的知识不需要你付代价。
But experience knowledge of Christ requires a cost.
这经历里面来认识基督是一定要你付代价。
You have to come into fellowship with his sufferings.
你必须与他的受苦来有交通。
Our problem is.
我们的问题是
，We want to know Christ without paying any cost.
就是我们要认识基督，可是我们不要付任何代价。
Without giving up anything.
我不要舍弃任何的东西。
And we want the good of the two worlds.
我们要在两个世界中间，我们都要得到。
No loss, all gain.
不失去什么，我们只要得到什么。
But that is impossible.
但是这是不可能的。
If we want to really know Christ, we have to have fellowship with his suffering.
若是我们真正要认识基督，我们必须交通于他的苦难。
Not in the sense of his suffering for atonement.
不是说我们能够交通他为我们受苦，为我们舍命赎罪的这个苦难。
Because he tread the wine press alone.
但因为他 踩这个酒杖，只有他能踩。
In order to atone our sins, he paid a great price.
为了要除我们的罪，他付了极大的代价。
And that he alone can do.
这件事情只有他能做。
But there are other sides of his suffering.
但是他的苦难还有其他的方面。
That is, for the glory of God, he's willing to suffer, laid on himself.
为了神的荣耀，他愿意把自己在那里放下来。
For righteousness' sake, he was willing to give up.
为了义的原因，义的缘故，他愿意把自己舍弃。
For love's sake, for sympathy's sake.
为了爱的关系，为了同情的关系。
So brothers and sisters.
因此弟兄姊妹。
If we are willing really to pay a cost to follow the Lord.
若是我们实在愿意付代价跟随主。
Then our knowledge of Christ will increase.
然后我们对基督的认识就要增加。
In other words, the stature of Christ within us will increase.
换句话说，就是我们里面基督的身量会长大。
And with this kind of filling up, then you will find there will be the opportunity of pouring out.
是，当基督的身量在我们里头长大的时候，那你就看见，你就有机会让基督的生命流出来，倾倒出来。
And then I think they are the second thing.
另外一件事，第二件。
The first thing is to know Christ.
第一个，当然我们说过是要认识基督。
We need to seek to know Christ in that experiential way.
我们需要追求认识基督，从我们的经历里面。
And as his life becomes fuller in us, then there is the chance of pouring out in easier way.
当这个基督的生命在我们里面长大的时候，我们就有机会让基督的生命可以倾倒出去，这是有机会。
Then comes the second thing.
然后讲到第二件事。
And the Apostle Paul tells us.
使徒保罗告诉我们。
To know him and the power of his resurrection.
让我们认识他，还有他不晓得他复活的大能。
To have fellowship with his sufferings.
去交通于他的苦难。
And to be conformed to his death.
我们晓得他的死。
So after we learn to have fellowship with his suffering,
当我们学到了交通于他苦难
，so that Christ's life in us will be fuller,
好让我们里面基督的生命比较能够丰富。
Then for that fuller life of Christ to be poured out, we need to be conformed to his death.
那让这个好让基督的生命能够倾倒出来，我们需要能够效法他的死。
It means that his death is like a mold.
好像他的死是一个模型。
And we need to be poured into that mold.
我们需要能够倒进那个模子。
So it will come out the same way as the mold is.
所以当我们出来的时候，就像那个模子一样。
What is death put to death?
那把那个放在那个死的里面。
What is death put to death? We need to do the same.
那放在死的里面，我们要做同样的事情。
He died to sin, we die to sin.
就是你放了什么东西放到死里面，他像罪死，我们也要像罪死。
He died to self, we die to self.
他向自己死，我们也要向自己死。
We are poured into that mold.
我们把这些东西都倒在那个死的东西里面。
And out of that mold will come out the same image.
从模型里面出来的时候，我们就与基督的形象一样。
So brothers and sisters, that is a deeper work of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是十字架在我们身上要做的更深的工作。
To break us.
把我们打碎。
So that,Like Mary, she broke the alabaster flask.
所以像玛利亚一样，她可以把那个玉瓶打碎。
And then the oil will be poured out.
好让那个真拿达香膏可以被倾倒出来。
You remember the Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
你记得使徒保罗在哥林多后书第 四章告诉我们。
He said, we have a treasure in the earthen vessel.
他说在我们里面，在我们这个里头有一个宝贝在瓦器里。
Now we are all earthen vessels.
我们都是瓦器。
Because we are made of clay.
因为我们是泥土造的。
God used clay to build us.
神是用瓦，用这个泥土来造了我们。
But oftentimes we think of ourselves as alabaster flask.
但是我们常常觉得我们自己是像那个玉瓶一样。
And if it's an alabaster flask, you will not break it.
那若是我觉得我自己是个玉瓶，我就不愿意打破
了。Now you want to keep it.
我总是愿意留着。
Unless you see you are not an alabaster flask, but an earthen vessel.
可是你需要看见你不是玉瓶，你是一个瓦器。
How did you see it?
你怎么这样看呢？
Unless you see Christ.
除非你真是看见了基督。
Unless you see the glory.
除非你真正看见了基督的荣耀。
That will enable to see yourself but an earthen vessel.
那就让你看见你自己不过是一个瓦器。
And if it is just an earthen vessel.
可是我的确是个瓦器。
And yet have the treasure within.
但是我里头有个宝贝。
It makes you willing to see that earthen vessel broken.
就让你愿意把这个瓦器让它打碎。
That the radiance of the light of the treasure may shine.
好让那个里头那个宝贵的那个荣耀可以照出来。
And to the experience of Paul himself.
保罗的经历里头。
He said, death works in me, but life in you.
他说死在我的里头发动，生在你们身上发动。
Now that is the poured out.
那是一个倾倒出来的生命。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
are we willing?
我们愿不愿意
to seek Christ with diligence?
来殷勤的、竭力的追求基督。
And by that it means that we want to know Him, really know.
就是说，我们要认识他，的确是认识他。
In our personal experience,
在我们个人的经历里头
willing even to pay a price for it,
甚至于要愿意付代价。
And then secondly,
第二，
if Christ really is known,
若是基督的确是给我们认识了，
are you willing to pour it out?
你愿不愿意把这个倾倒出来？
Or you just want to keep it to yourself?
还是说你说哦，这个是我的好东西，我留给我自己。
See, I'm such a spiritual giant.
你看我是多么一个属灵的伟人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
what is our attitude?
我们的态度是如何呢？
I believe it is the will of God.
我相信这是神的旨意。
That He wants every one of us to follow the footsteps of our Lord Jesus.
他要我们每一个人都跟随耶稣基督的脚踪。
May our life be characterized.By a poured out life.
实在巴不得我们的生活，我们的生命都能够被称为一个倒出来的生命。
Now, what is the result of poured out life?
这个倒出来的生命结果是怎样的？
Briefly speaking,
就是很简单的说。
Number one,
第一，
God will be glorified.
神得到荣耀。
You see, when Mary poured out that ointment upon our Lord,
你看。当玛利亚把那个膏香膏倒在主耶稣的头上脚上，那个香气就是满了整个的房屋。
And the Lord says He did a good thing.
主说他做了一个美事。
Christ is exalted.
基督被高举。
So a poured out life.
所以
exalt Christ.
所以一个倾倒出来的生命是要让基督升高的。
Will fulfill the will of God.
是要让神的心得到满足。
Secondly.
第二，
a poured out life,
一个倒出来的生命
will build up the church,
让基督的教会被建造。
You know Paul in Philippians chapter 2 verse 17.
你知道保罗在腓立比书第二章第十七节。
He said,
他说
I am like a libation, like a drink offering, poured upon your sacrifice of faith.
保罗说 你们为了信心所奉献的，我好像一个酒祭一样，好像一个奠祭一样，我也浇在上面。
You know, in the old days, when they offer sacrifice, a lamb or a bullock.
你知道，在古时候，他们献祭的时候，献祭一个羊，献祭一个牛。
And you will pour wine upon it.
你最后你要再把酒浇在上头。
Now why? Because the wine offering is a symbol of joy.
为什么呢？因为那个酒浇在上面是一个喜乐的表示。
It means that you sacrifice joyfully.
就是说你奉献，你献出来是高高兴兴的。
Because God loves a cheerful giver.
因为神是喜悦一个甘心乐意的奉献。
And Paul is like a drink offering.
所以保罗说，我就像这个酒，这个浇奠。
Pour on the sacrifices of the Philippians.
浇奠在所有腓立比弟兄姊妹们的奉献上。
He enabled the Philippians to sacrifice joyfully to the Lord.
他让腓立比弟兄姊妹开高高兴兴的奉献给主。
That is building up the church.
那就是基督身体的建造。
And finally,
最后
Paul said.
保罗说。
I have finished my course.
我的当跑的路我已经跑尽。
I have kept the faith.
我当守的道我守住了。
And I have fight a good fight.
美好的仗我已经打过。
Now there's a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
现在有公义的冠冕为我存留。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
that is a poured out life.
这是一个倒出来的生命。
So because of what happened recently,
因为最近所发生的这件事，
the Lord put in my heart.
主就把这个放在我的心里。
Is our life a poured out life?
我们的生命是不是一个倾倒出来的生命？
Life is measured not by gain.But by loss.
生命是怎么测量呢？不是以得来测量，是以失来测量。
May the Lord be glorified.
愿主得到荣耀。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank thee.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Because thou didst pour out thyself.
主啊，因为你把你自己倾倒在我们的身上。
We thank thee because thy life is in us.
我们感谢你，因为你的生命在我们里头。
Lead us to walk the same way.
引导我们走同样的路。
That thou mayest be glorified.
好让你的名被荣耀，得到荣耀。
Thy church may be built.
好让你的教会被建立。
And we may be received.
好让我们被你所接纳。
In thy precious name we pray.
靠你宝贵的名我们祷告。